This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day for Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving Prayer by Johnny Cash from 1994. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Wow. Emotional. We held hands.
We did hold hands.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Have you ever been more proud of Jake?
No, I've never. This is probably
the... He likes Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
We love Johnny Cash.
Yeah, and I've never been more proud of him.
Well, I mean, we're always proud of him.
We're always proud of him.
But that was a great moment. Jake, what?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, did not see that one coming either.
I didn't think you did.
Jake has been...
What was the...
I just did a little research there. And I said, this song is really good. This is going to be the song of the day tomorrow.
This is
had to make it proper.
He must have Googled Thanksgiving song and came up with Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was incredible.
10 from Bolt, by the way, behind you. 10. Bolt is ready.
Bolt's here. Well, think about this. Bolt on the left side and Gavin Glare on the right side, the two most just ferocious defensive ends to ever play at Pender, and they're both here. They're both here.
You got to point them out to me.
Yeah, Gavin's here. Glenn's here. Glenn was like the... Debo Samuel of our team. Dad just moved him around.
A white guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Now hold on. I got it. Yes. Before we get to the scores, I want
to
paint a picture of this day so overwhelming. Here's an example. Jake plays that song right after I see standing in front of me Derek in a car.
Yeah.
Chris and Sean from Omaha. They're standing together.
What we call now, that? I'm telling you, worlds collide.
It's almost overwhelming.
It is.
Sean, Chris, and I'd never met Derek in a car. And there he was. Derek in a car, Jake. He's been calling the show forever.
Ever.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, rating.
The song's a 10. It's a 10.
It's a 10.
Yeah, it's a
Jake,
10.
Jake, you just hammered
you
that.
Yeah, you did. It was unbelievable.
Bill was overcome.
I was.
We held hands.
It's overrun with emotion. It's the day.
Rudy,
what'd you grade? I said... What's that?
7-9. Never give Cash a bad score. That's a good
7-9.
Poll.
Thank you for being here, Rudy.
Let's see. Rick from Wahoo gives it a 9. Vernon Dakin, 7-5. Rod, who just was here, gives the ornaments. Gives it a 10. Thank you, guys.
Rod from South Lincoln.
South Lincoln gave us Christmas ornaments.
He did.
Came down, met us here early.
Sarah in Fallbrook, 9. Mike and Dalton, 8. Giltner, 10. Tater says, 11.
Tater went 11.
Tater.
Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 10. Who at Clevis?
Bird.
7. That's high from Bird.
It's
like a 10, basically, from Bird.
Have we seen the household yet here?
No, I think Brad will be here in the 7 o'clock hour,
Brad,
per Jennifer.
Brad just texted.
Marcus, 10. Big Bird, 10. Kent also says a 10. Doug in Idaho, 9-7. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 5-9. Grandson, Abe, 7. So they'll be in here soon. They had a great song of the day, then they'll be in here.
Okay, we'd like
grandson,
to get them in
Grandson, Abe.
Yeah.
I like that.
Jennifer, if you get the troops, head them down. Get them loaded up in the car and get them moving. Place is packed.
It is packed, and it's still filling up.
You met Randy, the caller Randy.
Randy. Randy from yesterday. Yes. He has Oilers attire on, right?
I
see him
there.
Yes. Look at,
and also, the Tree of Trust is packed.
Oh, it is. I put mine up there.
And also, we're getting all the texters to Mikey and I talk for us right there.
Because you're overcome.
Yeah, I am. To make safety, I'm going to make sure I read that number. Keep talking while I read the number one more time.
I'm
going to give it one more time.
I asked McSafety if he's a hand cramp. He said, oh, my hand is good. No hand cramp. He's still good to write.
McSafety is taking down all, if you can text in your what you're thankful for, the Tree of Trust. McSafety's done probably 100. And it's 308-325-1911.
All right, good job. And that, so you text in your name and what you're thankful for.
Yes.
Yes. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And it puts it on the Trio Trust. Leroy 10, Travis 9, and Ankeny. Kirk in Georgia 9.5. Can't forget YouTube before we move on. Albert, 100.
100.
Okay.
100. 100.
Cody says, thankful for you turkeys, 9.9. Thank you, Cody.
Thankful for you turkeys.
Chris, appropriate 10 on that one. Appropriate, he says.
Sip has a smiley face on his name tag.
That was Katrinka.
Does it?
Yeah. Patrinka. She has Patrinka.
She does.
People are going to actually think her name is Patrinka. Patrinka.
Well.
God, she's got that bottle up. It's mimosa?
Yeah, she said, you want mimosa? Said, maybe in a little bit.
I
appreciate that.
She was meeting people at the door to do their name tags. She's taking her job very seriously. Everyone has a name tag on. They do. There's no one walking around randomly like, know who they are.
It's a well-run party.
It's very well-run.
I would say right now there's some high-power Lincoln people talking.
Yeah. There could be some sort of business deals going down here, too. So this could be like a network thing, or it could be some form of speed dating,
Carson
too.
Carson Schatz in the building. We got Doug Gans and Pinnacle Banks in the building. We got Rick Heyman in the building.
Another example of worlds colliding was Greg and Heyman standing there talking. Worlds collide.
Worlds do collide. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag.
The bag.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked on Thanksgiving.
No, that's even worse. No. That's a double whammy. You don't be hacked ever, but Thanksgiving? Day? Come on now. Avoid that with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.8% retention rate.
Went up.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Go see Will and the team. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. First thing was delivered to me this morning. Northside Dave says, I have this information.
I got it too.
What do we do with this? And if you were saying, what is this? This is Marty Sipple's
There's a photo of Marty.
Friend of the
show.
Look
at Marty.
He's lanky.
His high school tennis career stats right
here.
Look
at him.
Forehand.
That must be his first graphite racket because he had wooden rackets prior to that. Marty Sipple.
We see him right there. There's a picture of Marty playing high school tennis. He says, what do we do with this? Do we frame it? I think we have to frame this possibly. Yeah.
Northside Dave dug this up. It's his run to the state championship. Chips, apparently. Yeah, good job by Northside Dave.
Marty Sipple, Columbus, he defeated Frank Quinby from Bellevue. I wonder if he's still like, does he talk to Quinby at all? Did they ever have any sort of dialogue about that day? What went down when Steve was unaware that his brother was winning? Also, we were unaware that Marty got beat the year before.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Totally unaware of all this. God, he lost. Oh, no, he won the first set 6-0. I can't tell. Anyway, Marty.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Marty's in the Hall of Fame.
We deframe this, I think, this what we have
here. I'll keep it. He'll want that for sure. Yeah.
Next up, Derek in a car delivered to me this morning.
Derek.
A mailbag question and something with this. Says, good morning, Stool. Thanks for helping me resolve this minor dilemma. This wonderful Husker memento, a coveted Husker license plate, was given to me by a good... Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Friend, I immediately had the opportunity to get an autograph from a successful Husker head coach at the time and jumped on it. However, not too long after, the coaching question was quite unceremoniously canned. Knowing
where's this going?
Knowing that my original goal of filling this, he says, do I preserve this item unaltered for posterity purposes, hang it in the man cave alongside the unopened bottle of Dr. Pepper from the inaugural Big 12 championship game, or do I open this baby up to all former and future dignitaries and get the license plate signed by more people? A lot of options there.
Who's it signed by? Can you tell?
No.
You can't tell. It's signed by a former coach.
I don't know who that is. See if you can detect that. It's got to be a football coach, right? I mean,
I cannot.
I don't know who that is.
It almost looks like Chad, but I can't. That was no Chad
head coach.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I would put it by the Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I would, unopened
Dr. Pepper.
I would not go beyond that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No, that you have the one suit, and that's where it stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it stops. Okay. Yeah.
I think
it's a good question, though. Thank you.
Derek is a great listener.
Yeah, we have listeners here.
Yeah. And by the way, Northside Dave is only a three-month listener. He's brand new.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's brand new.
Thank you, Northside
Dave. So we're expanding then.
Yeah.
We're building
Build a breaker.
He lives over by 1011, by the way.
Wow.
Channel 10. It's really not a wow. That's
kind of by our old stopping
ground. That amazed me so much.
42nd and Orchard. Nobody lives over there.
He probably saw Shimmick drive to work.
That's probably every day.
That's a wow.
That is a wow.
And the sports guy.
Next
too.
Up from Michael in Oklahoma says, "Happy Thanksgiving to you guys from Oklahoma. When my grandfather disagrees with or thinks something did something dumb, that's weird. He calls them a turkey. Who is the turkey of college football so far this year?"
The turkey of college football.
I sounded like a turkey there.
You did. Try it again.
Gobble, gobble.
Who is the turkey? Who is the turkey? Oh. Is it Brian Kelly? Is he a turkey? Is Brian Kelly a turkey?
Could be. Could be James Franklin, the way he handled there.
But I don't think he didn't act poorly.
Yeah, you're right.
Kelly went out bad, right?
It was a bad exit. It was a very bad exit. I would have to say... Yeah, I would say probably Kelly. I'd say Brian.
I don't know if there's a bigger one than that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Franklin. I thought he went out with some dignity.
Also, my uncle, Richard Shipwright, that was his big deal. You turkey. He called people turkeys
back
all the
in
time.
Our day,
that was normal to be. If you were like today, if you went back in time like 45 years, someone walked by, "Hey, you turkey." We think nothing of it. Nothing of it. Bring back the turkey.
Yeah, it was fairly common to use that. Turkey.
I think Brian Kelly is a great answer. I think that's the correct one. Thank you for that sip.
You're welcome. I mean, Franklin's not. Correct. The more I think about Franklin, he did orchestrate one of the most stunning falls in probably college football history. Right.
There is one more turkey you could probably bring up, and that'd be Mac Rhodes, maybe the Baylor AD that was in charge of the playoff. It's no longer yes. that.
I'm
or the AD.
I'm changing my vote.
Yeah, Mac Rhodes.
I'm going Mac Rhodes.
Turkey Lurkey.
He was in charge. Turkey Lurkey. Yeah. He was in charge of the CFP yeah. 1 week. The next week he wasn't.
Oh,
and then it's like, okay, you're also not the AD. take some time off to yourself. That lasted 4 days. They're like, you know what? You're permanently off.
Oh, I didn't know that's.
Oh, he's fired. Oh yeah, he's been completely fired.
Yeah, yes. He's out.
He's out of Baylor too. He's gone.
Turkey Lurkey.
Yeah. That tops it.
Yep.
Because there was some unsavory things, obviously, that led to that.
Wyatt.
Unsavory.
Last one from Wyatt says, would a win versus Iowa be Matt Rhule's signature win at Nebraska?
It'd be his biggest win.
Biggest win?
I mean, think about this year. It'd be clearly the biggest win of the year, right? I mean, yeah. I say clearly, Cincinnati. So Cincinnati's lost three straight, right? Three straight.
I think three.
Yeah, they've lost three straight. If it's not Cincinnati so far as his biggest win, it's Northwestern. Okay, that would be the biggest
that tells
win.
You, yeah.
So Iowa, yeah, that would be the biggest win. And I believe it would be the big. I think it'd be the
in
biggest
the first
win
two years. Was there a signature win?
Well, no. They did storm the field against Colorado last year.
That was
in game two.
That was pretty big.
Yeah,
that was probably,
so. Colorado.
That's probably it right now. Probably.
Okay, would this be bigger than Colorado?
I think in the minds of the Huskers in the time of year, yes, but technically no. I mean, that was a 9.
Stormed the field.
That team won 9. Colorado did.
He needs this one, though, in my judgment. Although a lot of people are on me right now about saying that he could sell a comb or to a bald man. It was a compliment. He's a good salesman. People get triggered by the weirdest stuff now. Like, I didn't mean it in a bad way at all.
When I read that headline, I go, that's a great headline. It's nothing disparaging at all.
People look for reasons to be triggered. Anyway,
and you nailed it with the note. They need to win this game.
They do.
I mean, this is not, like I said, this isn't whatever the team that Iowa that beat Nebraska 50-something here. That's not this team.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's not this team. Nebraska has, I would take their quarterback. Running back's not even close. I mean, at the position, I mean, you name it, there are spots for him to be better at. And I can't unsee that Michigan State game. I watched the whole thing. I can't.
And that
unsee
was last
it.
Week.
It was last week, and last I can't week. Unsee it.
Okay.
And so,
hey, here comes some. Look, we got a band of breakers.
Yeah, they're coming in.
Last one for me. Last night around midnight, Pete Thamel reported that Colorado State is set to hire Jim Mora Jr. as their next coach. Is that a better job than UConn?
Yes. Because UConn's independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mountain West is a better conference. And Colorado State is, like I said, Fort Collins.
What a hire that is.
There's going to be a Pac-12.
What's that? There'll be a Pac-12, but the Pac-12 is still a power six. I mean, or a group of six.
Right.
You don't get to keep the name. And all of a sudden, you know, it would be like four guys got together and named themselves the Beatles. And we're the Beatles. No, you're not the Beatles.
Really not.
You're really not. You're really not the Beatles. Well, we are. No, you're not.
Well, or it would be like three guys adding Ringo and saying we're the Beatles. You're still not.
Yeah.
Wow. Mora got the Colorado State job.
Not official, but it should be very soon. But that was from Pete Thamel around midnight last night reporting.
How about that? How about Mora?
I did read that. Yeah, I did read that.
Mora on the move.
Yeah.
To Fort Collins.
Did we say he's in his 60s?
60. Yeah, he is. Like 62. I was a little bit also. You know what kind of stinks? Is he's probably out at UConn. They're probably, okay, get going. They're going to a bowl game. That kind of sucks.
64 years old for Jim Mora.
That's really shocking. Hey, just because 64 is not usually where you start. Someplace.
No, but you know how this goes, Bill. You would say he's a young 64.
Absolutely,
he is. The way he looks, the way he comports himself. Wow,
that
is big news.
Is. The Mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Thank you. Will, do we have any representation here yet from Applied Connect? We were getting representation, he said, was being whisked down in a Suburban.
Dark Suburban.
Yes.
With tinted windows.
There's a lot more people coming in.
When we come back, hour two in our Thanksgiving Eve celebration, we'll have Lee Sterling on the phone talking college football and NFL next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.